ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
This canto, first chapter, verse number 64.
Tam eva toshayamasa pitrena artena yavata gramyar manoramai kamai Prasidata yata tata tam eva toshayamasa tam eva toshayamasa pitrinartena yavata pitrinartena yavata Gramyar manoramai kamai Gramyar manoramai kamai Prasidata yata tata Prasidata yata tata
Sami Vatu Shayamasa Pitre Nathin Yavata Grammai Madara Manaramai Tami Prasivika Vithar. So, after seeing the old man, he was meditating always 24 hours about the subject lusty desires. Kama-sreshta-hita-jnana. When one becomes lusty, then one becomes lost of all intelligence. The whole world is going off on the basis of this lasting desire. This is material world. And because I am lusty, you are lusty, every one of us. So, as soon as my desires are not fulfilled, your desires are not fulfilled, then I become your enemy, you become my enemy. I cannot see you are making very good progress, you cannot see me making very good progress. This is material. Anyway, lusty desire, kaam, food, lobh, moh, matsarji. This is the basis of this material world. So he became the training was that he was training to become a brahmana, sama, dama. But the progress we can check on account of being attached to a woman. Therefore, according to basic civilization, the woman is accepted as hindrance to spiritual and heart, right? The whole basic civilization is how to avoid the woman. You do not think that only woman is woman, the man is also woman. Don't think that the woman is condemned, the man is lost. Woman means enjoyer, and man means enjoyer. So this feeling this feeling is condemned. If I see one woman for enjoyment, so I am man, and if woman also sees another man for enjoyment, she is also man. When woman means enjoyer and man means enjoyer, so anyone who has got feeling of enjoyment, he is considered to be man. So here both sexes men form. Everyone is planning how I shall enjoy. Therefore he is Purusha. Artificial. Otherwise, originally we are all Prakriti, Jiva. Either woman or man. This is outward dress. And the Bhagavad Gita says, Aparayam itasu vidhine prakritim para jiva bhuto mahava jayam bhajate jag. The Prakriti, we are Prakriti. Nature, spiritual nature. Paraprakriti. The material nature is aparaprakriti. And we, living entities, are trying to enjoy this Prakriti. Therefore, sometimes the living entity, either man or woman, he is described as Purusha. Purusha means the one who keeps the feeling of becoming enjoyable. That is Purusha. So, this material world is Prakriti and Purusha. He says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the instruction of Rishabhdev, Pumshan Kriya Mishuni Bhava Mekat. The whole basic principle of material civilization is the attachment between man and woman. Pumshan Kriya Mishuni Bhava. Mishuni Bhava is sex. And Tayor Mitha Ri Gayaganti Maam. An account of this sex relationship, the man or woman is bound up. Desire granti. Granti means not. And desire means heart. So the man is thinking of the woman and the woman is thinking of man. Desire granti ma. Then we require material possession. Atat vihakshetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam ahamamameti. This is our material condition and that. So this man, although he was being trained as a Brahman, his attention was diverted all of a sudden by seeing one Sudra and Sudrani embracing, kissing, talking. So that became his meditation. Instead of meditating on Vishnu, he began to meditate on that Sudrani. Tameva Sushayama. In the first verse, Tannamitta Smarabhyaja Gahagastha Vichita. Became mad. Vichita. Builder. As he haunted by ghost. Tameva Munasadhyayam. Always meditating. How shall I get that moment? How shall I please that moment? So that we may satisfy my elastic desire. Therefore, Tameva Sushayama. His only business was how to please her. Now, he required money. So, he was not earning money, but pitrena, whatever money he inherited from the father's earning, the son generally inherits father's property, and he was the only son. So, he was squandering the father's money in that way, just to please that Sudran. Tameva Sushayamasa pitrena arthena javata. As much as if he could get more money, then he would have spent them only for the home. Gramai. Gramai manaramai. This word gramma is very significant. Gramma means external, material. Gramai manaramai. By the sense gratification, whatever we find very pleasing, that is called Brahma Manor. Actually, that is not pleasing. That is entangled. But he became entangled. So, Brahmai Manoramai, Kamai, the basic principle is less. Kamai, Prasideta, they wanted to satisfy the woman here and there. We can see these examples very often. Then next step was Vipran Sabhajyam Prauran Kule Mahati Ramitam Visasajya Asirat Papa Soidinya Apanga Vidhati. There are three kinds of women. Kamini, Tairini, and Pumishchala. Pumishchala. Sarjini means free. Freedom. Nobody control. That is Sarjini. And Kamini means to attract. Very much attract. And another Pumishchala. Living with woman as man for some time, giving us another. That is exemplified by the lightning. We have seen the lightning immediately, within a second, from this cloud to that cloud, that cloud to that. So, they are called Swayini. So three divisions. Similarly, there are divisions of man also. So in this way, the material world is very, very entangled. And if we become Krishna conscious, then we become free from this entangled. All these criticisms or the divisions are there. For Brahmui. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised Brahma Pakha Nasuhi. Palona Tahitana Palona Puri. This is Vairagya. Don't indulge in Brahma Pakha. Therefore, we always advise don't read newspaper, don't read any other book, because it is full of Brahma Pakha. Brahmai. So, to avoid it as far as possible, there is no need. What is the news of a Brahma Katha newspaper? The same thing repeated. Here there is flood, where there is train disaster, where there is accident and political, one politician is raised. Speech, another politician giving speech. These are the Brahma things. So we should save ourselves. Brahma Manoram. This is externally very attractive news. We should avoid it completely. We shall simply talk of Krishna. That is the status. We shall simply talk Krishna Katha. And Krishna Katha means what Krishna has said, that is Krishna Katha. Or what is spoken about Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita means Krishna Katha, what Krishna has said. And Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha, because everything said about Krishna. So we should not indulge in Brahma Katha. That is misleading. And if we do not indulge in Brahma Katha, that is if we make advancement on Krishna Katha, then we are always situated on transcendental position. We are no more affected by the modes of materiality. So සගුණාන සමතිප්පරීතාන බ්‍රහ්ම උද්ධයය කරයි. So if you stick to this principle, then it shall be safe. Otherwise, either I become man or woman, we are all condemned. Because we are implicated in Dhammapada. Dhammapada is a Dhamma. The temple is specially meant for Krishna Paksha. Here there is no other business than Krishna. Therefore, a temple is always transcendental, nirgun. Nirgun. If you live in the forest, that is satogun. If you live in the city, that is rajogun. And if you live in the brothel, or liquor house, or gambling house, that is tamogun. But if you live in the temple, that is nirgun. Trayguna visayavena nishtrayguna bhavar. This is the advice of Krishna. The whole world is complicated with the three modes of material nature. And you have to become above this material nature. Nishtrayguna bhavar. So Nishtrayguna, how you can become? Sagunana samasitta itana brahma guyaya kalpate. Who?